Most consumer goods travel thousands of kilometers from the country of production to the country of consumption. Since 1950, the volume of international trade has increased 20 times over. Of trade goes by sea. 500 million containers are transported every year, headed for the world's major hubs of consumption, such as Dubai. Dubai is one of the biggest construction sites in the world, a country where the impossible becomes possible, building artificial islands in the sea, for example. Natural resources, but with the money from oil, it can bring millions of tons of material and people from all over the world. It can build forests of skyscrapers, each one taller than the last, or even a ski slope in the middle of the desert. Dubai has no farmland, but it can import food. Dubai has no water, but it can afford to expend immense amounts of energy to desalinate seawater and build the highest skyscrapers in the world. Dubai has endless sun, but no solar panels. It is the city of more is more, where the wildest dreams become reality. Dubai is a sort of culmination of the Western model, with its 800-meter-high totem to total modernity that never fails to amaze the world. Excessive? Perhaps. Dubai appears to have made its choice. It is like the new beacon for all the world's money. Nothing seems further removed from nature than Dubai, although nothing depends on nature more than Dubai. The city merely follows the model of wealthy nations. We haven't understood that we're depleting what nature provides.